Welcome to the Supported CEO Podcast. I'm Kelly Runkles.
And I'm Jenny Krause. We're on a mission to help entrepreneurs reconnect with themselves and their vision in order to live a life that's bigger than business.
We've got a lot to talk about, so let's get straight into the conversations we should all be having more of.
Hello, hello. I am so excited to be back on the podcast, Mike.
Me too. It's been how long? Nearly a month since we last recorded, and I've missed it. I'm so excited to be back.
Like, that is how you know when you're really in alignment. Like, it was so good to have like a gut check of like getting ready to like be on the podcast today, and just knowing like, this obviously takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of planning. It takes a lot of like literal time from us, but it's so worth it because I genuinely just love podcasting, and I love podcasting with you.
Yeah. Yeah. Same. And I think that is like, that's a good measure of like, if you're doing things that you're truly meant to be doing, or like if you're doing things that like really light you up, is like when you take some extended time off. We're just coming back from not just a break from recording podcasts, but also like taking like a real break over the holidays where we were like not working for like 2 full weeks, and coming back into it. I have definitely had years where coming back was like really felt like a slog, like really felt like, oh, I'm like trudging through the mud to like get back into a routine again. And, you know, this time around, like coming back to the podcast, coming back to the business, it's like, I'm excited. Like that separation is just like creating even more energy and excitement, like coming back. So that is feeling really good. But I know that not everyone is feeling that way coming back to the new year, coming back to January. And so this episode is for those of you who may not be feeling that new year excitement and are maybe having more of a slow start to this year.
Yeah, exactly. When we thought about what we wanted to talk about for our first episode this year, it was very clear to the both of us that we wanted to have a conversation to support those of you who might not yet be feeling inspired by the new year yet. At the time of recording this, this is January 12th. It's going to be the 17th by the time you're listening to this. And we just want you to know that, you know, we also had a few of those years ourselves. And this is the first time in a long time that we have felt better and that we have felt ready. So we wanted to hold space for those of you who might still be trying to find your footing in the season of your life and on your entrepreneurial journey, because honestly, we wish that somebody would have created an episode like this for us the multiple years that we just felt funky about what the hell we were going to focus on in the new year. Like, we just didn't know. And we're here to say, like, we've got you. This podcast episode is for you if you're struggling to get into the new year energy.
Yeah, so we thought for this episode we would share just some of the things, honestly, that we have learned over a lot of trial and error of figuring out how to approach like annual planning, approach like starting the new year as an entrepreneur in a way that really works for us, because I have had lots of years in the past. This honestly really feels like the best start to the year that I've had in, like, you know, really my entire entrepreneurial journey. And part of it is to do with feeling aligned with what I'm working on, like what I'm working toward and all of that. But even in years when I was coming back after the holidays, like starting a new year, feeling really like excited about what I was working on, a lot of just like the new year energy felt off. And I think part of that is also learning like what works best for me and what works best for like the way that my energy works and things like that, to know like what I should really be focusing on in the new year. So to kick us off with this conversation, if you are feeling
like, hold on 1 second. Can I say something really quick?
Yeah.
I just want to call it out for what it is. I think a lot of like the new year energy in years past, quite frankly, it's performative. Yeah, it is all of this like new year, new me. Like, look at like the plans I have made. And it's like this self, like, yes, I'm all for like building yourself up. But I also feel like all of the like posting and such, it is a lot of like performative, like word of the year. We're not getting into that because we might talk about it in a future episode. So I'm going to put a pin in it. But all of these things are the things that could have you feeling like, I don't have that kind of energy. Like, I am word of the year, survival. Like, literally, right. Wake up, I'm trying to feed myself, and I'm trying to, like, make sure I'm doing what I'm doing. So I just wanted to, like, call out really quick before we get into this. Like, do you feel that way? Like, have you felt that way in years past that, like, it just feels, like, performative a bit? No shade to anyone out there posting New Year, New Me stuff. But for people who are struggling, like, it can be hard to digest that. And I want to just, like, bring awareness that it might not always be real for everybody.
For sure. For sure. And I mean, I think, like, I mean, we know just from, like, just, like, not even in entrepreneurship, but, like, in the wider culture, like, with New Year's resolutions, there's, like, very clear data that, like, those don't stick. You know, like, people, it is performative in that way of like, we're showing up, we're saying like, oh, I'm going to make all these changes. Like, these are my New Year's resolutions. And then by February, we're like back on the same track, you know? And so that mm-hmm. is just like evidence to me that like, even if we're like participating in those things, a lot of times it's just like, I don't know, convincing ourselves that like, we're going to make all these big changes, but there's not the like substance behind it to really make it stick. Yeah, so that actually really ties into kind of what I like, how I want to kick this conversation off in talking about, as we're coming back to the new year, a lot of times like our energy levels are low. And if you think about it, it makes a ton of sense if you look at what the month or even like 2 or 3 months leading up to January look like. Like, for most people, in whether you're an entrepreneur or not, the holiday season is a busy season. There's a lot going on for, I know, Jenny, like for you as a parent, like with school parties and like holiday performances and things like that. Like, there's just one thing after another there. Whether you have kids or not, there's like making plans with the people you're gonna see over the holidays, like having holiday
family parties, making like, plans like for that. You. Like,
yeah, like there's, and then like the dynamics of that, like, when you're seeing family that you know, everybody's family situation is different, but like seeing people that you maybe only see like once or twice a year, the dynamics of that and like things that can bring up, like emotionally, there's like a lot that can potentially be going on in the holiday season as well. So like that on its own is a lot of energy that's like energy and time that's being expended in the month leading up to the new year for most of us. And then for entrepreneurs on top of that, it's also the end of the fourth quarter. Like all of your goals that you set for the previous year, you're like, for a lot of entrepreneurs, in that hustle mode of like hitting those goals, of like ending the year strong, of, you know, if depending on your industry, like if you're in like physical product space, like that is the time when like most of your sales are coming in. So you're like going hard like for those last few months of the year. So before you start thinking about what January is going to look like, what you're planning for the new year, I would really just recommend taking a moment to like reflect on like, what did you just come out of? Like, what did you just do to end your year? Because if you were in one of those seasons of like really putting in a lot of energy, a lot of time toward, you know, the things that we've just talked about, you're going to need a minute before you can really like hit the ground running and like ramp up for the new year. So that, hopefully that's helpful to just kind of like take a minute to reflect and realize like, you know, it's actually normal that like, I'm not just like filled with this new year energy if you were expending a lot of energy in the months leading up to it.
Right. I agree. Cause it's not like, you know, as entrepreneurs, it's just not always the case that like, oh, you just like have this clear, clean cut to the end of your business year. It's like, if you're leading a team, like they need things for you. You might have team out and then like, you're actually like taking over for a team member, things like that. So there's a lot of nuance, and I really agree with like starting the year just acknowledging, like having that space of what just transpired in the last year, and not just from a sales and numbers perspective of what your business did, but like from that energy perspective of at what rate was I operating at? At what level was I operating at? So I think that that's something really good. Another thing is, instead of thinking about what your business needs from you for this year, think about what you need this year instead. So you as the human, like Ellie, Jenny, like what do we as individuals need before asking yourself, what does my business need? Your business is important, but as the CEO, like your business is never going to be more important than what you can physically keep up with and physically like lead and run and manage and like the output that you and only you have control of. So making a single goal to give yourself more of what that is, and trust that when you start putting yourself first a little bit more, if you're already putting yourself first, like we would encourage you to like bump that up a notch, you know, give yourself an extra 10% this year. When you start putting yourself first more, or first for the first time, some other things will also start to fall into place. Examples could be movement, creativity, a new hobby or inspiration, you know, re-examining like your calendar and what is on that. We're going to talk about something specific a little bit later in this episode, but just getting real with, what do I, the human, need? Like, I personally need more movement, you know? So that's something that I'm more committed to this year, is really like prioritizing that at the level that I prioritize brushing my teeth. And that just being a decision that's already being made for me. And I think that is also important of how can you look at your daily decisions when it comes to what you need, because a lot of people get into the habit of putting something on their calendar that's for them. But then if something else comes up, a commitment to someone else doesn't come off the calendar. The first thing to go is the commitment that you only had with yourself. So maybe the first commitment is keeping the commitments to yourself. And if something that is important to you is on the calendar, you're just honoring that. And it doesn't need to be in conjunction with giving to others, showing up for someone else. Like Ellie showing up for Ellie is enough. Jenny showing up for Jenny is enough. And like bringing that into the year. Does that make sense?
Yeah. And it also creates a ripple effect. Like when you do prioritize putting yourself first, I think like one of the barriers to that for a lot of people, women especially, is like the feeling that like I should be showing up for other people. I should be like putting others before me. And then as an entrepreneur, like compounding on that is like, if I am prioritizing myself over my business, then it's like, am I really committed? Like those kind of questions will like come up, and like that feeling of like needing to put everybody else's needs and put the business's needs first, really like what happens when you're able to honestly like sit in the discomfort and tolerate the discomfort of putting yourself first in whatever way that you need to, because it's gonna feel uncomfortable whenever you're like not used to operating that way. The more that you can do that, you're going to see the ripple effects in your business, in your relationships, in like other areas of your life where you're feeling like you can't put yourself first. That like prioritization of yourself helps you to show up at your best. So, you know, when it comes to thinking about your business, we are really big fans of thinking of yourself as the, like, the CEO of your business, the person who's running your the ship, as like the way you show up impacts everything in your business. And like, if you're not able to show up at your best, that's going to have a negative impact on your business. And so by putting yourself first, that's not being selfish, even though like you're allowed to put yourself first, like whether that's selfish or not, but like you can think about it as like, it's not being selfish. It's actually in service of the business. It's actually in service of these like bigger than yourself goals that you have, because when you're able to like get what you need, you're able to show up better. And so as you're starting the year, like just kind of take a minute to think about like, what's missing for you? Like, what do you feel like you're lacking at this point? Like, is it, you know, Jenny mentioned movement, you know, like just like getting out and moving your body. Is it rest? Like, are you just go, 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 and you're not ever having a minute to like slow down and take to yourself? Is it creativity or inspiration? Like, is that lacking? Like, think about what is lacking for you right now personally, and then really prioritize getting that need met before anything else. And you will see that ripple effect.
Okay, so for the third tip we have, it's try saying no to something this year for the first time in a long time. Like, look at your calendar. It goes back to the first point we were making. Like, is there something that you are doing that now that you've had a little like holiday break from and you're coming back and it's like, I do not feel like doing this. Like, what is that thing? It could be something in your business. It could be something in your personal life. Like, has your book club gotten boring? Like, you know what I mean? Is it not working for you on the night of the week? Cause it's like, you know, just not filling your cup up or something. And whatever that first thing that like comes to mind for you, that is just this, what you feel to be is like an obligation of like, but I have to. And it's not like, I really want to, or this is like, you know, bringing ROI to my business. It can, again, like I'm talking about personal life as well. Try saying no to that thing this year or for this season, like for this quarter, and think, you know what? I'm going to say no this quarter. I'm going to just sit out a quarter. And if I'm missing it, or if I'm seeing it's making a negative impact, like I can choose to add it back in. Now, there's a second part to this. And this, the second part is the thing that actually matters here. It's saying no, but then not filling that space with something else. What I really want to invite you to do is to try to remove something from your calendar that's a non-obligation. I'm not talking about stop picking your kids up from school, okay? Like, mamas.
Unless you can find somebody to do that for you.
Yeah. Right. Unless you can outsource it. Yes. But don't replace it with something else. Instead, give yourself that free space to let it be whatever you want and need. And the first couple of times that might feel weird to you, but then it's going to feel really great to just have this open space that once was filled to just discover what you need in that moment. Maybe it's a nap. Maybe it's moving your body. Maybe it is journaling for your business to get some clarity on decisions that you need to make. That is just really important to give yourself this free space. So an example could be, I love this example. You know, when you have like a full call day and you're excited about the people, you're excited to lead the group and to coach and to do whatever you do with the people that you have regular calls with on your calendar. But we've all been there when our calls got canceled. And then all of a sudden it's like, I thought I had calls today and now I don't have calls. And now my day is just randomly free. How good does that feel? Even though you love those people and you're excited about that call when it happens again, that feeling of my calendar randomly just opened up and there's no plans waiting to get in. This is the energy that I'm inviting you to create for yourself on a regular basis this year, so that you can welcome in and discover and find things that light you up, that inspire you, that motivate you, that really, you know, get you your juices flowing, your creative juices flowing, to where you can be excited about whatever it is that you're going to do, what's to come. And that can help give you some real clarity and perspective of the shifts that you need to make, like in your life and business, to be able to get more excited about the year ahead.
Yeah. And I really think this ties into what we were talking about with like prioritizing yourself at least as much as your business, like those pockets of time that you're creating by saying no to things that are not working for you. That's a really good way to use that time, is to like use that as a way of making space for prioritizing yourself. And kind of, like you mentioned, like the importance of not just filling that with other to-dos, filling that with other, like, you know, things that you're doing for other people or like other like busy work or tasks in your business. That is gonna feel uncomfortable for some people. Like if you're not used to having that downtime to yourself, if you're not used to having that like quiet space to just like think and, or like put yourself first within those like containers of time, that is gonna feel a little weird. Like that is gonna feel like not super comfortable and natural if that's not something that you've been doing. But the more that you can prioritize that, the easier it's going to get. And so if like that first previous conversation we were having about prioritizing yourself feels uncomfortable, start with saying no to something. Start with that, like clearing something off, and then slowly ease yourself into creating that space for yourself.
Yes, 100%.
Are you getting to the end of most days feeling drained and depleted, then starting the next feeling like you're already behind? Maybe you think you have a time management problem, or that you need a new planner or organization system to help you stay on top of it all, but really, you just need to get some things off your plates. If you want to stop feeling like you're constantly behind and actually increase how much you're able to accomplish and how much energy you have each day, it starts by focusing on your capacity rather than your time and to-dos. And we've got a free 20-minute training that will help you do just that. We've cut the fluff and condensed this content into an all-value, no-pitch training for busy entrepreneurs like you, and it will help you identify and address the top two things on your plate that need to shift in order to increase your capacity and get some relief from your overfilled plates. Get instant access to the free 2X Your Capacity training now at supportedceo.com/capacity.
Let's normalize removing the pressure of a strong start to the year. So this is number four. This is our last and final tip that we have. But January is a transition month and a portal into the new year that starts on February 1st is how we view it. And so you're listening to this episode on January 17th. We didn't come back to work until January 8th. Some of that has to do with the fact that Ellie and I both live in Europe. And in Europe, it's not really normal to go back to work the first week of the new year. Most people are taking like almost 3 weeks off, depending on how the calendar falls. This year, because of the way Christmas fell, there was like that week leading up to Christmas that people were kind of wrapping up by like Wednesday to start getting out of the office on the Thursday and Friday. But then the week after is a full holiday. And then the week after New Year's is also really a full holiday. In Germany, we actually have a saying for it in German, and it literally means between the years. So it's the week between Christmas and New Year's. And it's just still like such a slow week. But most people don't really go back to work until like the fourth or fifth.
And then like for me, I live now in Portugal, but in Spain, where I lived for like 8 years before moving to Portugal, January 6th
is a big holiday. Yeah.
Is Epiphany, I think is what it's called. Reyes Magos in Spanish. But that holiday is like bigger than Christmas Day. Mm-hmm. Like that is when people will do, like, instead of having like Santa come on the 24th to bring gifts as part of their tradition, it's like the three kings come and bring the gifts on the night of the 5th. Like you wake up on the 6th of January and get your presents. Like that's kind of more of like the traditional way that most people celebrate. Like that's the big, at least in terms of like gifts and things like that, that's the big day. And so literally like until the 6th of January, really 7th of January, it's like totally off the table that you would even consider starting right. your year until like January 7th at the earliest, because like we still haven't even had like our main holiday day yet for most people. And so that I think has contributed a lot to my way of thinking about it too, is like, we're not like quote unquote supposed to start the new year until like, you know, midway through the month anyways.
Yeah, exactly. And that's some of, you know, why Ellie and I started Supported CEO and wanted to start this podcast is because we have the unique experience of being Americans who have now lived abroad for over a decade. And we just, we're not going to get into like one culture is better than the other. We love.
Yeah, that's not what we're here to do.
Yeah. We also still love America. We still like count down to the days that we get to go see our families and things like that. So we're not getting into that, but it's about having perspective that things can be different. And that is what Supported CEO is here to do for you. It's here to offer you a different perspective that the way that you've always been showing up or operating is one option. But to ask yourself the right questions to find out what options actually make the most sense for you as a human. And in the case of the holidays, the option of I get 2 weeks off and maybe a couple of extra days, that's what feels the best for me. That's what feels the best for Ellie. And we really both took off that time. And the day before we came back to work, like I was so excited because I was actually rested and I had let my brain stop. And as passionate entrepreneurs who many of you that are listening, that is what you are. Like you're strategic, you're smart. Like your brain is always buzzing with new ideas. The importance of letting that buzzing, beautiful brain of yours rest is like, it's so important so that you have the energy to execute on those things or to just let yourself repair if you're in a season of like burnout or in between of like, I don't know what's next. Like Ellie and I were there for 2 years where we didn't know what we were supposed to do next. And we were kind of just like waiting on the clarity. And that's a really hard season to be in too. But giving yourself like the space to rest and let the clarity come to you, like that's really, really important. And we just want to honor that for you if that's the season that you're in too.
Yeah. So if you are starting this year feeling depleted energy wise, feeling like not inspired and excited to really hit the ground running, first, we just want to normalize it. Hopefully this episode has helped to do that for you. And then also just really encourage you to like, take what you need. If what you need is to give yourself a little bit more rest, give yourself a little bit more of a slow start to get into the new year, give yourself that permission. And, you know, again, I just want to emphasize, like, the way that I really think about the new year energy, and I've done this, like, kind of solidified this for myself over the last several years, and this is the first year I've really come into it with this mindset, is like, January is the transition. January is the transition month from the busy end of the year to starting February 1st. So like I use January to like follow my energy, start getting into some routines that I know are going to be important for the goals that I have for this year. But like it is a transition of like slowly ramping up for a start on February 1st. Thinking about it that way is really what works for me. if you have been in a season of hustle where your energy is like way low, maybe that needs to be longer than just 1 month. Maybe 2024 needs to be a year of honoring what you need, moving at a slower pace, continuing to take steps and make progress toward the things that are important to you. But maybe like if you've been in hustle mode for years and years and years, maybe you need a full year transition to really ramp up to what's next. So as you think about 2024, think about what do you really need in this moment? And what do you need 2024 as a whole to be for you? And whatever that is, honoring that is how you're going to have the best year. So that means a slow start. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. We hope that 2024 can be the year that you commit to being your most supported CEO in both your life and business. And we are committed to giving you that guidance that you need week after week.
We are so excited about all of the great content we have planned for this year of the podcast. And we want to give you a sneak peek of what we have coming up. First of all, listener Q&A. If you are someone struggling with something in your business and would love to hear us talk about it on the podcast, DM us on Instagram and let us know. It can be anything around the topics that we're covering, being a supported CEO of your business, something that you might be struggling with that you're like, I can't find anybody talking about this. Like, this is hard for me. Can you talk about X? Like, we are happy to have a conversation with you in the DMs, and then Ellie and I can discuss it on the podcast. Also, we are going to be having guest episodes. So we are welcoming guests this year on the Supported CEO podcast, and we are so excited to have more supported conversations with other business owners about their own journey to becoming a supported CEO. If you are interested in being a guest on the podcast, or there's someone you'd love to hear as a guest, send us a DM for that too.
We would really love to hear from you. So if you resonated with this episode, please take a moment to share it with a friend who might enjoy it too. And something else that really helps us is if you would go to the podcast app that you're using to listen to this episode and leave us a 5-star review. This really helps us to be able to continue to reach others and do more of what we love. Until next time, stay supported.